Thanks a lot. Hello, God, I'm nervous today. Hello, everybody. I'm Martine, very grateful over each in recovery, and I get more and more grateful every day. I'm gonna start with the beginning. I am an overeater, and I really think that I was born an overeater. And if I was not born an overeater, I was brought up by two overeaters born from overeaters. So I really don't think I could avoid the disease. Except I didn't know it was a disease. So I would overeat, and both my parents were really bad at dealing with their own emotions. And I was not allowed to have emotions. So when I was sad or I was annoying, I would get a cookie. So I would stop talking and just eat. And I grew up like that. And I just learned how to do that. And I just continued. And at some point, I could really feel that it was making me really, really miserable. But I didn't know how to do anything different because that's the only way I knew. But I was aware it was a problem. So quite early, when I was maybe 20, I tried to find a psychologist, and I found someone specialized in food behavior disorders. And that was the beginning of 30 years of therapy that helped me a lot, but didn't help me with my food. It was getting worse and worse, and I just couldn't understand why. Because I was trying everything human beings can do and how human beings can help me. And it wasn't the solution. And each time I would have a lot of hope and think, that's it. That's the right method. And now I'm going to get over this, I don't know what it is. And I'm going to be thin and I'm going to be happy, finally. And then I was very, very disappointed each time. And of course, I would gain some more weight. And I'm gonna go quickly because I don't know, I don't feel like talking a lot about my past today. When I got totally desperate, and when I tell you I tried everything in the book, I tried everything in the book. I had stomach surgery and needles and massage and pills and diets and everything, everything. And I spent a whole lot of money on that. When I was really totally desperate, I guess God sent me that name, Overeaters Anonymous, in French, because I live in Belgium. My mother tongue is French. And I heard Overeaters Anonymous in French. And I thought, okay, I guess it doesn't exist in Belgium. And surprise, Google told me that it exists in Belgium and there are meetings in my city. So I decided to go to a meeting. And I was so anxious. I was always anxious. I started panic attacks and anxiety and feeling awful and just wanting it to stop in my head. I started that when I was 11. So at that point, it was 40 years later. I was 50 something, 52, I think. And when I So when I planned on going to a meeting, I was so anxious that I just couldn't go. But something in me was telling me, you need to try this. So I called a lovely woman who had put her phone number on the website as a contact. I called her and I had my very first conversation ever in my life where someone told my story to me. I'm doing this and I used to do that and I did that and I felt like this. And I was just like Dr. Bob saying, yes, that's how I eat. Yes, me too. My God. And she said, sometimes I go back in the trash, take something and eat it. And thank God I was sitting because I thought, what? I said, me too. And I had never told that to anyone because I was so ashamed of my practices and the way I would eat and my body. I was sure so ashamed of my body. So I had that long conversation with that woman, and she told me, you know, there's a meeting on Friday. Why don't you come? I'll be there. And just because, just thanks to that conversation with her, I could go to that meeting without being anxious at all. I was even kind of happy to go because I thought, okay, this is going to be interesting. And then I read the steps and I saw God, God, God. And I was like, ooh, this is going to be a problem. Even though I was born in a religion, I'm Jewish, and I was brought up by parents who were really close to the religion, more to the principles and the philosophies of and the identity of being Jewish more than the faith. I had never seen my parents really pray. My grandparents were more religious, but not my parents. And reading, you need to give your life to God. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. And I think that in my head, I had the vocabulary of my mother. My mother would say, my father died, God doesn't exist. Or a lot of my family died during the Second World War, of course, as a lot of Jews in Europe. And I could really hear in the community, where was God? What happened? How could God let human beings do that? And I had all those questions in my head, and at the same time, I knew that there was something higher than me. So I had a big question mark with God, but I thought, okay, let's give this program a chance. And it's not in step one. Let's try. So that lovely lady became my sponsor, as in all the nice stories with a happy end. And I started working the steps. And that was 2019. That was spring, 2019. And oh, something I need to say. I was still in therapy at that time, and I was getting desperate also because it could not help me with my food, and I was questioning my therapist and saying, I think I asked all the human beings possible that I can think of for help, and nobody can really help me with that. And I said, if nobody can help me, it means that I probably need to change something inside of me still. Even
10
after,
minutes.
thank you. Even after what? 30 years of therapy. And when I got to the program, I understood that that was already God, because yes, I needed to change something inside of me. And the way I see things and the way I react with people. So the first time I did step one, two, three with my sponsor, and I was really trying to connect with a higher power that I call God, because for me, it has always been the God of my ancestors, and I like to call him the God of my ancestors. And I know it's the God of my grandmother. I love my grandmother. She was a singer, just like me. And I would pray to that God, and I would begin to feel things that I never felt before. And my sponsor at the time, she was quite spiritual, but then COVID hit, and I was in lockdown all alone in a place where I didn't want to be. And my sponsor had a really hard time, and she told me that she couldn't sponsor me anymore. And I relapsed because I was all alone in an apartment with food and wine. And I relapsed with both. I'm also in the beverage program. And I was kind of angry with my sponsor because she let me go. So I thought, I'm going to go to AA meetings on Zoom, not OA. So I did that and I got sober. And that gave me the courage to go back to OA meetings. And I had done some AA meetings in English. So I thought, let's see how the meetings are in US. So I did meetings a little bit everywhere in the world, and I ended up in this meeting where I met the most amazing people, and now I have my best friends in this meeting. And I met that woman that had 30 something years of recovery. And I had never seen that in Belgium. That doesn't exist. In Belgium, when you're in recovery for 3 years, it's you're an old timer. And thank God I asked her to be my sponsor and she said yes. And I think, no, I don't think it is today the most amazing, beautiful, inspiring, warm, true relationship I have. I thank God every day for that woman. And she has a purple sweater. And I work the steps with her, and like she likes to say now, we work the step and then we practice the steps. And I guess I was ready when I got in this meeting and was that inspired. And I really could also, through her recovery and her spirituality, I could really connect with God. And I did my steps all over again, of course. And I had an experience I never had before with anything. I learned how to really know myself. I learned how to, well, yes, of course, I got abstinence, but that's almost a detail now. I didn't know how to live. I didn't have the manual to know how to live. I didn't know how to have relationship with people. I didn't know how to be responsible for myself. I didn't know how to work. I didn't know how to. I mean, everything in my life was kind of working, not really. And I realized that all those defects of character that we're talking about,
5 minutes.
thank you, my God, all those defects of character we're talking about, I didn't know I had all of those. And when I worked my fourth step for the first time, I was, no, sorry, for the second time, now with my sponsor, I realized the damage I had done. I was always the first one to say, she's selfish and he's selfish and he's not thinking about me and how I feel. God, I was not thinking about how other people felt. I was just me, 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 me. I'm miserable. I had traumas. I didn't have the right parents. I was not supposed to be born because I was born between two abortions. So I was not supposed to be there. So of course I'm miserable. And now I don't know, this program is kind of magic because now I really think that I have a purpose on Earth. I know that I was placed here because I've got something to do here. And before the program, I thought that I was single, I don't have a husband, I don't have kids. I'm a teacher, I'm kind of useful, but sorry for the teachers. That's everything I think about me, not you. And I felt, I'm kind of useful, but always like I'm not enough, I'm not enough, I'm not enough. And now I don't think I'm enough, but I feel useful. And I do things for other people, not because I want them to love me, not because I want to be the nice woman. She's doing things for others. I do it really because I want to. And yes, it makes me feel good and it helps my recovery, but it is so amazing. Well, I'm a sponsor now, and I have sponsees who, one who's finished her steps, and she's a sponsor, and some are really finishing their steps. And it is so amazing. I could cry when I see them doing better and realizing that they're really getting a better life. And I mean, this program should be everywhere for everybody, like the Manual for Life. It shouldn't be called the Big Book. It should be called the Manual for Life for everybody, for human beings. And what more can I say? I don't even know what I said. So yes, I just want to, I just want to say again how grateful I am, for you guys, for you, this meeting, my home group. Without you, I wouldn't have the program I have. And I love you so much. I came to this meeting pretty much every day for more than 3 years now, and we say my family of choice. You are my family. You really are my family, so much more than my blood family.
1 minute.
I saw that. Thank you, Mel. And I'm so grateful to you and to Blythe, my sponsor. You are so much more than my sponsor now. You're my best friend. You're my partner in crimes. And I became a nerd, a history nerd, because of that woman. And I love it. I love it. I've never been that inspired in my life. So I love you guys. I'm gonna leave it to that. And I didn't think I would be that moved. I love you guys. Thank you.